Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Tuesday, April 22, 2025.
Google's antitrust trial looms. On April 21, 2025, Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, will face a pivotal antitrust trial in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Department of Justice, supported by 38 state attorneys general, is taking on Google over its control of the online search market. This trial follows a significant ruling in August 2023 that found Google had monopolized search services. Judge Amit Mehta will oversee the trial, expected to last 3 weeks. The DOJ aims to bring back competition by ending special deals where Google pays billions to companies like Apple to be the default search engine. Google might also have to share its search results with competitors and could even sell its Chrome browser and Android operating system. The outcome could dramatically change how we use the internet, opening doors for new competitors and potentially leading to better choices and lower prices for consumers. However, it may also disrupt Google's services and impact its income. As the trial approaches, Google plans to appeal any unfavorable decisions, indicating this legal battle is far from over.
U.S. stock futures drop amid Trump's criticism of Fed chair. U.S. stock index futures plummeted as President Donald Trump intensified his criticism of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, raising alarms about the central bank's independence. This backlash coincides with a growing trade war between the United States and China. Last Friday, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett hinted that Trump's team might consider dismissing Powell, with Trump declaring that Powell's termination cannot come fast enough, while pushing for more interest rate cuts. As of 6:48 a.m. Eastern Time, Dow E-minis were down 344 points, S&P 500 E-minis fell by 53.75 points, and NASDAQ 100 E-minis dropped by 209.25 points. The CBOE Volatility Index, a key measure of market fear, rose, signaling increased uncertainty. The U.S. dollar weakened against major currencies, while gold prices surged, benefiting companies like Newmont Mining and Barrick Gold. Meanwhile, Tesla shares fell by 2.5% due to delays in launching its more affordable Model Y. Investors are now bracing for nearly a full percentage point of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve this year, as concerns about tariffs continue to shape market sentiment.
Investors seek safety in short-term bonds amid economic uncertainty. On April 21, 2025, U.S. financial markets experienced a notable shift as investors flocked to short-term government bond funds, driven by rising worries about tariffs and recession risks. While other asset classes faced a significant sell-off, these bonds attracted over $18 billion in inflows this month, marking the highest level in 2.5 years. In contrast, overall, U.S. bond market funds saw outflows of nearly $48 billion during the same period. The Vanguard Long-Term Treasury Index Fund dropped by 3.45%, while the Vanguard Short-Term Treasury Index Fund saw a slight increase of 0.03%. Analysts, including Stephen Roach and Brian Huckstep, noted that retail investors and wealth managers are prioritizing income and capital preservation. With ongoing uncertainty around tariffs and potential Federal Reserve rate cuts, they expect increased market volatility, pushing more investors toward the relative safety of short-term government bonds.
James Cameron's $5 billion investment proposal. James Cameron, the famous filmmaker and entrepreneur, is proposing a $5 billion deal to acquire Eurasian Resources Group, a leading mining company based in Luxembourg. This move comes as ERG plans to significantly increase Kazakhstan's production of rare earth metals, which are crucial for modern technology and renewable energy. Kazakhstan aims to boost its output of these vital resources by 40% by 2028, following the discovery of a major rare earth deposit estimated at over 20 million metric tons. Cameron's interest is driven by ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions, as the U.S. seeks alternative sources for rare earths. Talks between Cameron and ERG have been happening since late 2024, with Goldman Sachs advising on a potential deal. Historically, ERG produced a significant portion of the world's gallium, a key metal for microchips, but stopped production in 2012 due to increased output from China. This investment highlights the growing importance of rare earth metals in global supply chains and the strategic efforts by countries and investors to secure these essential resources.
India's stock market surge. India's stock market is on fire, with the Nifty 50 index soaring by 1.15% to 24,125 Indian rupees, about $290. The BSE Sensex also climbed 1.09%, closing at 79,409 Indian rupees, or roughly $953. This impressive growth is fueled by strong earnings from major banks like ICICI Bank and HDFC Bank, boosting investor trust. Financial stocks, which make up over 37% of the Nifty 50, jumped nearly 10% in just 5 days, hitting record highs. A weaker US dollar, now at a three-year low, is lowering import costs and attracting foreign investment. These developments signal a bright future for India's economy, especially in the financial sector. What does this mean for everyday investors? It's a time of opportunity and optimism.
Huawei's new AI chipset to transform China's tech landscape. Huawei Technologies is ready to unveil its cutting-edge 910C artificial intelligence chip to customers in China by April 2025. This launch comes at a crucial time for Chinese AI companies looking for alternatives to NVIDIA's H20 chip, which is now facing U.S. trade limits. The 910C chip combines two 910B processors, effectively doubling its computing power and memory capacity, allowing it to compete with NVIDIA's H100 chip, also affected by export restrictions since 2022. As the AI chip market heats up, rivals like MoreThreads and Elevator Corex are stepping in to capture market share previously held by NVIDIA. These trade limits highlight the growing political conflicts between the United States and China, especially in technology. With the 910C chip, Huawei aims to significantly boost China's tech capabilities, providing a vital alternative to NVIDIA's offerings. What does this mean for the future of AI in China?
Chinese funds withdraw from U.S. investments amid trade tensions. Chinese government-supported funds, including the China Investment Corporation, are pulling out of investments in U.S. private equity firms due to rising trade tensions. The U.S. has imposed hefty tariffs of up to 145% on Chinese goods, leading China to retaliate with 125% tariffs on American products. As a result, several leaders in private equity have chosen not to invest in new U.S. funds and are backing out of planned deals. This shift signals a broader trend of Chinese investors reassessing their strategies amid increasing government pressure and an uncertain economic climate. The situation could mean fewer investment opportunities for U.S. firms, highlighting the complexities of international trade and its potential impact on global markets.
Investors shift focus to global markets. Investors are pulling their money out of U.S. equity funds and pouring it into European and Asian markets due to worries about U.S. trade tariffs and the economy's health. Recent data shows that European equity funds attracted $11.13 billion, while Asian funds gained $3.64 billion. In contrast, U.S. equity funds saw a significant withdrawal of $10.62 billion, reflecting a lack of trust in the U.S. market. Earlier this month, European stocks dipped after President Trump imposed hefty tariffs, but they began to recover after he announced a 90-day pause on those measures. Sector funds are facing difficulties, with outflows totaling $2.58 billion for the third week in a row, especially in healthcare and technology. Global bond funds are also struggling, with $19.96 billion withdrawn for the second consecutive week. Meanwhile, U.S. short-term government bond funds attracted $7.1 billion, indicating a flight to safety among investors. Overall, the financial landscape is shifting, and it's crucial for investors to stay informed.
The rise of Asian cybercrime syndicates. Asian cybercrime syndicates are wreaking havoc, causing an estimated loss of $37 billion in East and Southeast Asia in 2023, according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC. These crime groups, primarily based in China and Southeast Asia, are involved in scams related to fake investments and cryptocurrency. Operating from rundown facilities in Myanmar and special economic zones in Cambodia and Laos, they exploit trafficked individuals under harsh conditions. The report warns that this issue is not just regional, it's escalating globally, impacting places like South America, Africa, Europe, and the Pacific Islands. Benedict Hoffman, the acting regional representative at UNODC, highlights the alarming growth of these networks. They've even expanded into African nations like Zambia and Angola, forming dangerous alliances with South American drug cartels and the Italian mafia. Cryptocurrency mining has become a key method for hiding illegal money, complicating law enforcement efforts as these syndicates adapt and continue their operations.
Harvard scientist detained amid immigration controversy. Ksenia Pertova, a 30-year-old scientist from Russia, has been detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, for 2 months, threatening to derail her vital research on cancer detection and longevity at Harvard Medical School. She was arrested at Logan International Airport in Boston for not declaring biological samples of frog embryos intended for scientific study. Pertova fears deportation to Russia, where she could face persecution for her protests against the war in Ukraine. Her situation has raised alarms among experts about the future of scientific talent in the U.S., with many researchers considering leaving due to strict immigration policies. Pertova's first immigration court hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, where her lawyer, Gregory Romanovsky, hopes to get updates on her asylum case. Meanwhile, Dr. Leon Peshkin, her mentor at Harvard, was informed of her detention, but not her whereabouts. The Department of Homeland Security claims she was legally held for reportedly lying to federal agents about the biological samples. This case highlights the challenges faced by international researchers, as a recent survey shows that 75% of scientists are thinking about relocating to Europe or Canada due to these harsh immigration policies.
China's automobile export surge. China's automobile exports have seen an impressive surge, with 1.54 million cars shipped in the first quarter of 2025, reflecting a 16% rise. In March alone, 570,000 vehicles were exported, also showing a 16% growth compared to last year. This boom is driven by helpful government rules, increased production capabilities, and a growing need for electric vehicles. Chui Dongxu, the Secretary General of the Association, emphasized the vital role of electric vehicles in this trend. This growth not only strengthens China's position in the global car market, but also influences changes in worldwide trade. As demand for electric vehicles continues to rise, China's automotive industry is poised for exciting advancements. What does this mean for the future of driving?
Chinese retail investors show patriotism amid trade tensions. Chinese retail investors are stepping up their game, turning to the stock market to express their patriotism as trade tensions with the United States escalate. Following former U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs, many investors are prioritizing national pride over profit. For instance, home designer Chao Mingjie from Guangdong Province is committing to monthly investments in local stocks, reflecting a growing sentiment among investors. In a show of unity, retail investors have rallied around a government-supported program, contributing 45 billion yuan in net inflows since the market downturn. Investors like Zhou Lifeng from Ningxia are doubling down on their investments, even if it means taking losses, inspired by domestic giants like JD.com and Alibaba. Despite challenges in the broader market, sectors focused on consumer goods and chipmaking are thriving, showcasing China's push for self-sufficiency. Exchange-traded funds in China have attracted over 230 billion yuan since early April, marking a significant milestone. Chinese Premier Li Qiang emphasizes the need to stabilize the stock market, highlighting the shared goals between retail and institutional investors during these uncertain times.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.